Harvard University finds itself under new pressure to meet an old demand from students who've been calling for an ethnic studies department at Harvard for almost 50 years. Harvard officials say they're committed to ethnic studies, but need more time to establish a full department. WBUR's Quincy Walters has our story.
About 100 students and faculty rally in Harvard Yard. They say they want the school to take what they call meaningful steps toward creating an ethnic studies department. Protester Farah Afifi is a Harvard sophomore.
We fought for 48 years for this, and we know that we're not going to get it until we make some demands of this university.
Some students and faculty want a Department of Ethnic Studies that would offer undergraduate concentrations in Native American and Indigenous Studies, Latinx Studies, Asian American Studies, and Arab and Muslim Studies, with graduate options too. Senior Liren Ma, who's a member of the Harvard Ethnic Studies Coalition, says such a department is urgently needed right now.
You know, Trump, but everything else that's going on, like, you really makes me think about all my classmates at Harvard. If they had a little bit more exposure to some of the things that you learn in ethnic studies class, like, maybe in 10, 20, 30 years, they won't repeat the same mistakes that people from Harvard 10, 20, 30 years ago made and are continuing to make in the positions of power that they've been giving now, right?
Ma says he tells his friends if they want to have reliable ethnic studies curricula, go elsewhere. There are some ethnic studies courses available right now at Harvard. They're offered primarily in the history and literature department. Junior Liana Chow has tried to cobble those classes together in her own curriculum.
In any given semester, we might be browsing the course catalog and wondering, will there be any Asian American studies classes this semester? Sometimes there are, and sometimes there aren't. My first semester here, there were no Asian American studies classes.
Since May, Harvard has denied multiple requests from WBUR to comment on the demand for ethnic studies, but in the past week, the school has made some public comment. It's a letter from Dean Claudine Gay of the Faculty of Arts and Sciences. She writes that the moment is delicate, but to move forward with an ethnic studies program, the school wants to hire 4 scholars in that area. Gay says they'll need to be field-defining. And the school then expects those professors to spearhead an effort toward creating a department.
This current faculty search still is not putting any sort of program in place.
Chow fears the faculty searches could take years.
So we are hoping to see some more structural support for keeping faculty members here.
No ethnic study, no peace.
No Pena,
no peace.
The increased momentum in the call for ethnic studies ignited a few weeks ago when Harvard denied tenure to Lorja Garcia Pena, who's been teaching at the Ivy League since 2013. The irony? Garcia Pena is on Harvard's search committee looking for professors to start the ethnic studies program. Members of the Ethnic Studies Coalition called the move hypocritical. But this fight is deja vu. Suzanne Lin, who returned to the school earlier this year when student activists from 1969 met with activists of today, remember the fight to create an African-American studies program.
And we made it as our primary goal to have Harvard establish an African-American studies department. And now ethnic studies clearly are coming into the mix. And in the last 50 years, our understanding of this country and its history have been transformed by these relatively new areas of study.
Students in Harvard's Ethnic Studies Coalition say the school's African American Studies department is one of the strongest out there, and that gives them hope for how strong Harvard's promised Ethnic Studies program could be. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.